Let's go to Fayetteville and speak with Rob Smith, the new defensive coordinator at the University of Arkansas. Coach, good afternoon. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, it's great to be on the air with you guys. How are you guys doing today?
Doing good. Obviously, you've been to Fayetteville before when you were the defense coordinator, secondary coach at Rutgers, and you're going to stay a little bit longer this time than just come in for one game, I guess.
That's the plan. No doubt about it. We're looking forward to spending some time here and building something special.
Coach, what did you learn, I guess, under Greg Schiano and then being in the NFL and in Tampa and being able to hopefully bring that to the University of Arkansas?
Well, I'll tell you what, Greg's been a great influence, certainly in my career in terms of defense and kind of his systematic approach. And I think the thing that we've kind of been able to build and understand on defense is it's really a lot more about players than it is plays. And it's important to put a scheme in place that's simple enough for the players to understand, but yet still gives them the tools for them to be successful on the field, from a technique standpoint, from a scheme standpoint. But at the end of the day, putting them in position to make plays and, play championship football.
Coach, are you aware of how much speed there is in the SEC?
I've had a chance to, when we were down here playing, that was a jump start into it. And then, obviously, in the NFL, you have to evaluate quite a few of players throughout the draft process. And it's very evident. This is a league that's certainly built on speed. You get a variety of offenses, and it'll be a challenge, but it'll be a lot of fun.
Coach, you had a meeting with Randy Shannon back on the when Coach Bielema and Coach Shannon were on the recruiting trail in Miami. Talk us through a little bit about that meeting. How was that meeting?
I'll tell you what, it was great. Brett and I had an opportunity to kind of catch up, while he was on the road. And, we kind of spent the previous, evening together talking some football. And then the next morning, Randy kind of came in and we talked for several hours. And I'll tell you what, the time flew. What we really found was we were on a lot of the same page, especially from a terminology standpoint. Some of his background in defense is very similar to my background. The defense that we ran under Greg kind of had its roots in what they did with the Chicago Bears under Dave Wannstedt, and Randy had been under Dave at Miami, so there was a lot of common ground there, and we share a lot of the same goals and a lot of the same vision in what we expect a defensive football team to look like.
Coach, have you had a chance to evaluate the talent there on the roster now, and what do you hope to get accomplished this spring?
Well, the number one thing is I got here on Saturday night. I did some homework on it, obviously, prior to getting here into Fayetteville, just kind of looking at statistical information. But this week I've had an opportunity to meet with the players, get to know them as people, start to build a relationship with them, and, when in between meetings, that type of thing, I'm kind of going back to the film and trying to get a sense of what their positives, what their strengths are, what their weaknesses, and that way we can move forward and start building our base of our defense this spring.
Coach, one thing that Arkansas fans want to see is a better defense this year. What do you think needs to happen? I know you've looked at just a little bit of tape, but how can the defense get better? What positions do you see that you think you can come in and help this team be better?
Well, I just think that the biggest thing for us is going to be getting everybody on the same page. Whether it's the defensive line and the linebackers and the secondary working together, and even the secondary and the D-line being all tied in from one standpoint. If we can do that and build a base defense, make sure that we run to the football, make sure that we tackle, have a physical presence out there and play passionate defensive football. If we can take those steps, we'll certainly be better.
Yeah, and Coach, what is your base philosophy, I guess? You look around at certain D coordinators, some of them like the blitz, and they don't care if they give up a lot of yards, but they want to get turnovers. And then some coaches like to have that bend, don't break. Maybe we'll blitz a little in the red zone or on third down. We're going to play cover two. What is kind of your base philosophy as a defensive coordinator?
Well, the number one thing that I believe in is you got to do a great job on first and second down. In order to do that, I think you need to stop the run. We're going to spend a lot of time being great at our base defense. Brett spoke a little bit about that yesterday in our in our press conference. We're going to be an under team and play a lot of quarter half. But at the same point in time, we're going to have a pressure package. You know, when we pressure people, we'll make sure we have a player in the post or two deep guys. But we want to do some movement. We want to create problems. You know, offenses right now are doing a lot of things to dictate the defense. When you can play great base defense and pressure a little bit, now you can do some things to dictate the offenses. And when you do that, you can create negative plays and get them off schedule and hopefully put yourself in a position to, a good position on third down. You know, the second thing that I believe in is, you know, and you kind of alluded to this already with the pressure, is you need to have an ability to limit big plays. So when we pressure, we'll be aggressive, but we'll be calculated when we do it in order to keep the ball in front of us and try to dictate where the quarterbacks place the football. But at the same point in time, when you do pressure, you do create opportunities for yourself to take the football away.
Rob, in the last few years, Arkansas has not been a team known for a lot of interceptions. Will you be able to change something in the scheme? Is there something that you do differently?
Well, you know, I'll tell you what, some of it's scheme-related, some of it's technique-related. You know, the biggest thing from a scheme standpoint, when you want to create interceptions, a great way to do that is to have vision on the quarterback. So there can be certain defenses are more matchup-oriented, and certain defenses are more vision and break-oriented. And when you start going down that street and you can get pressure on the quarterback when you're vision and break and alter the trajectory of the throw of the quarterback with the pressure, That obviously leads to more interceptions.
Rob, obviously you're going to get thrown to the fire early because the opening game next year is a conference game on the road against the team that won the SEC last year and was the finished second in the country. They lost to Florida State and the Auburn Tigers. And they're a team that likes to play that hurry-up, no-huddle type offense to try and get the defenses gassed early. How do you prepare for a team like that?
Well, you know, you have to try to, you know, recreate the tempo as best you can in practice. You know, some of that even goes into our strength conditioning, making sure that we're in the proper condition, you know, to out the gate right away to combat that on the field. But you just try to prepare and play the same tempo. You try to do things defensively that allow yourself to adjust easily to the different formations and the variety of plays that you're going to see. But you know, at the end of the day, it just comes down to kind of really our effort and how we're going to play, the condition we're going to be in, and our aggressive approach and style that we'll take towards the game.
Coach, a lot of coaches take things from everywhere that they've been with them to their next stop. As you look back at where you've been, what are some things that you are taking with you and bringing them here to the University of Arkansas?
You know, the biggest thing to me, you know, as a coach on the defensive side of the ball, really any coach, you know, is, hey, what can you give the players to be successful? And the one thing that we're going to, you know, spend as many hours, whatever it takes, you know, countless, you know, man hours time, we're going to give our guys the best chance to win, and we're going to do that through the techniques that we give them and the schemes that we give them to play. So when they go out on the field, they'll have confidence in their coaches that we've done everything we can, exhausted every avenue to put themselves into position to make plays on Saturday afternoon.
Brett Bielema, I mean, talk about the relationship that you have with him. You guys have known each other for quite some time.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, you know, Brett and I have known each other now for about 15 years. When I had first had the opportunity, when Kirk Ferentz got hired at the University of Iowa, I got the offer to go out there and be a graduate assistant, and Brett had been one of the few holdovers from Hayden Fry's staff, and he was kind of the youngest guy on the staff, and I was coming in as a graduate assistant, and we hit it off. He kind of took me under his wing a little bit. I actually, when I first got out there, I lived with him a little bit in his house for a while until I got on my feet, and it's just kind of been a relationship that, you know, developed over the years, and we really share a lot of the same beliefs in terms of football, and you know, I'm excited to work for him. I've always had a lot of admiration, even beyond the friendship for the, you know, and respect for the job that he's done. And I'm excited to be here and ready to go to work.
Coach, we've got about 45 more seconds left. One more quick question. I know that you've been at Rutgers. You've seen some facilities there everywhere you've been. I know you're just learning the University of Arkansas, but how are you going to be able to recruit to the facilities and to the University of Arkansas that you've seen already?
I'll tell you what, I think this is a great place. I mean, the people here have been fantastic, and I really believe at the end of the day in recruiting, it's about building relationships. It's about building relationships between student athletes and coaches. It's about building relationships with the people that they meet when they come on campus, you know, before they actually become Razorbacks. And I've been just overwhelmed by the type of people I've had an opportunity to meet here already. And to me, that's everything that you need to build strong relationships, which are going to pay major dividends in recruiting.
Rob, thanks so much for your time, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Guys, I appreciate it.